I'm so happy that you are with me, helping to make this great program even better through great conversation. Join this one, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. I'm your host, Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're talking about Brad Schimmel, unfit by almost any measurement. Well, including the one about judicial ethics and not opining on cases not yet before the court and telling people how you would rule on it in order to court their votes, which is exactly what Brad Schimmel did this past July 29th in 2024. And some wise person caught it on tape and shared it with the New York Times, and they shared it with Dan Schaefer, who shared it with me so that I could share it with each and every one of you. In case you missed it, let's take one last listen, Luke, as to what Brad Schimmel said about how he would vote if he's elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court about a woman's right to choose.
There is not a constitutional right to abortion in our state constitution. That will be a sham if they find that.
Yeah, he's not supposed to do that, just to be really clear. If his failure to do anything about the backlog of rape kits when he was attorney general was too much, if Brad Schimmel's cozying up to the January 6th insurrectionists, including those who violently beat cops and have subsequently been pardoned by Donald Trump, if all that wasn't enough, this should certainly do it, no matter what you think about abortion. This is not what is simply unacceptable from any judicial candidate, in my opinion. Here we go. Mark from Prairie du Sac, you're up next. What do you have to say this afternoon?
Yeah, well, Brad Schimmel has had a long history of doing the wrong thing when he was the district attorney for Waukesha County. He reduced a felony for Scott Jensen to a misdemeanor, or three felonies, as a matter of fact, to a misdemeanor. So Scott Jensen could pursue a career as being a lobbyist, probably, you know, for the firms he works for, probably, directed money toward Mr. Schimmel over the years now, which is kind of a bad thing. Even the ancients declared, you know, they didn't like the idea of judges getting bribes, which that is what it certainly is. And for this right here, since he is now a current sitting judge in Waukesha County, I believe, he just violated the Code of Judicial Ethics and should get sanctioned for that.
That is my point, Mark. Whether it's the Code of Judicial Ethics, the Attorney of Lawyer, the Office of Lawyer Regulation here in the state of Wisconsin, all bad, all disqualifying. And I just want to point out my good friend Dave from New Berlin. You know, my distinction that I drew between what Justice Protasiewicz said about the facts of Wisconsin maps, not their constitutionality, and what Brad Schimmel said, it may seem like I'm drawing a fine line. I don't think so at all. I don't think most lawyers would think so. That is what those rules are meant to do. You can talk about facts. You can even give your opinion about facts. But she didn't do the thing that judges do, which is apply the facts to the law when it came to the Wisconsin Constitution. That is exactly what Brad Schimmel did. And that is why it should bar him from holding one of the highest offices in this state. Period. Full stop. That's it. And here's what it says more broadly about Judge Schimmel. It says that he doesn't care what the rules are. That's what's fundamentally so disturbing. Not only just the breaking of the ethics rules, but the thumbing your nose at the very idea that there are such restrictions and that you, as a candidate for the state's highest court, would want to take every effort to stay on the right side of those rules. It's also another extremely egregious example of Republicans engaging what is now common practice, which is rules for me, Democrats, and rules for me, Republicans and conservatives, and rules for thee, Democrats, and those are not going to be the same. The hypocrisy and the no rules apply to me is really fundamentally the problem. I don't know how any litigant, any Wisconsin citizen would feel confident that Mr. Schimmel would approach issues in the objective way that we should demand of every single Supreme Court justice in the state. And it should result in him being sanctioned in his current position as a judge in Waukesha County. Full stop. Now, I got to tease a little bit of what we got coming up next. Really excited this afternoon. If you're concerned about the environment, if you're concerned about protecting our natural resources here in Wisconsin, you're not going to want to miss my next guest, Shannon Baker Brandstetter. She's with the Center for American Progress Action Fund. She's their Senior Director of Domestic Climate and Energy Policy. She comes up next at 3:30. I got Dom Salvi, who's got the Fine program following mine every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. joining me. Dom and I are going to do a little bit of a dive into Davos and tax cuts and all those sorts of things that have been going on, and a couple of Donald Trump's executive orders from last week that didn't get so much press that I think deserve much, much more. We might even get to the debacle that is cryptocurrency and Donald Trump's grift in the crypto area, especially poignant since tech stocks are plummeting today, including cryptocurrencies losing chunks of value as China's DeepSeek and artificial general intelligence model that will be free seems to have beaten, if the promises of what it can do are true, seems to have beaten all of the billionaires here based in Wisconsin, in the United States, in the AI race. So again, tech stocks down today. We'll dig into that because that's all the rage at Davos. In fact, I'll break down all of Davos and the ridiculousness of the Trump economic plans in just a couple of ABCs. I'll do that with Dom at 3:30. Keep it locked. We're going to take care of news, weather, and sports at the top of the hour, and I'll be back. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.